Patrick and Sharp moved aggressively, ordering that land not be cleared of timber a mile and a half around the army base at Aquia Creek Landing, giving enemy agents a clear view from commanding hills. When he learned that Union pickets were talking across the Rappahannock to their inquisitive rebel counterparts, Patrick ordered officers to stand watch with the men to shut off the chatter. Lee felt the pinch, writing to Davis on April 2nd that Hooker's lines are so closely guarded that it is difficult to penetrate them. For the first time on Virginia soil, the Federals knew more about what was happening on Lee's side than he did on theirs. Sharp moved energetically to gather the puzzle pieces of information Hooker needed for an attack. Skinker sent in intelligence collected above Falmouth and reported on the shortage of grain and hay for rebel cavalry and artillery horses at Culpeper Court House to the west. Other scouts identified fords across the Rappahannock where the Confederate forces guarding them were strong or weak. No detail was too small for Sharp to vacuum. He tasked the provost marshal at Aquia Creek with asking an Alabama deserter just brought in if Lee has any Negroes under arms or doing picket duty along the river. They could be enticed to desert with information. On March 21st, Sharp delivered to Hooker a startling conclusion reached from scores of interviews with his spies and prisoners. The supply system feeding Lee's army seems to be nearing the point of total failure. Although Sharp did not know it at the time, Samuel Ruth exacerbated Lee's problems by sabotaging the rail portion of his supply line to the Chancellorsville area. Each Confederate soldier received a measly pint of flour and quarter pound of bacon or pork daily, Sharp reported, with commissary stores having long run out of basic articles like candles for the men. Lee's brigades were made up of ragged and beggarly fellows, Sharp told Hooker, attaching a Richmond newspaper clipping showing that inflated food prices made conditions in the Confederate capital not much better.